You're tuned to 89.5, membership supported, WHRV, FM in Norfolk. Appreciate you listening tonight. A very special program coming up dedicated to the music of the Kingston Trio.
Back in neighbors. Throughout history, there have been many songs written about the Eternal Triangle. This next one tells the story of a Mr. Grayson, a beautiful woman, and a condemned man named Tom Dooley. Sun rises tomorrow, Tom Dooley must hang. I'd like to have you sing this song along with us if you can remember the words. Sometimes we have a little trouble.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. I met her on the mountain, said I took her life. Met her on the mountain, stabbed her with my knife. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, before you're bound to die. Time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Hadn't have been for Grayson, I'd have been in Tennessee.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Before you're bound to die.
Time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Down in some lonesome valley, hanging from a white oak tree. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Before you're bound to die. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Before you're bound to die. Before you're bound to die. Before you're bound to die.
Children of the morning, it is the dance through the circle, watch it grow. Turning life forever, moving slow. It's only a moment, yes I know. Children of the morning told me so. Children of the morning told me so.
Nearly five decades ago, the Kingston Trio burst onto the music charts and ultimately changed the course of popular music forever. The Kingston Trio, Bob Shane, Nick Reynolds, and Dave Gard, ushered in the era of what was termed the Great Folk Scare of the early 1960s. Thus, they gave rise to a host of groups, including Peter, Paul, and Mary, the Chad Mitchell Trio, the Journeymen, and the Limeliners. The Kingston Trio emerged at a time before protest politics overtook music, before the Vietnam War became a rallying cry for a generation, and ultimately before a British invasion put an end to the rise of acoustic duos and trios that had formed on college campuses as a result of the trio. Today, the Kingston Trio conjures up images of an almost forgotten era in music. With their pinstriped shirts, the trio ushered in a medium of folk music that to this very day endures. The Kingston Trio emerged as a San Francisco, Northern California-based group with performances at legendary San Francisco venues, the Purple Onion and the Hungry Eye. The trio emerged while they were students at Stanford and Menlo. Self-taught on their instruments and with little training, the group never dreamed they would lead a revolution and would soon be the best-selling group in the world. Their stage presence was one of humor, banter, and showmanship. By 1958, they were expanding venues beyond San Francisco with performances in Chicago, Las Vegas, and New York. Soon, they were appearing on television and in 1958 released their very first album. The Kingston Trio were soon to break nationally with their first single, Tom Dooley. Eventually, the single would sell 3 million copies. By 1959, Kingston Trio mania was sweeping radio playlists. The band would eventually have sold-out performances and worldwide tours. Despite a dramatic personnel change in the early 1960s, with founding member Dave Gard leaving the band, the trio would remain a staple of radio airplay until the late 1960s. However, by the 1970s, the Kingston Trio days as a leading top draw were over. However, the public's clamoring for the trio refused to allow the band to stop performing, and for years, reunion tours ensued. 2 years ago, Hampton Roads residents had the opportunity to hear the Kingston Trio in what would prove to be one of their final performances. 2 days following their show at the Old Dominion University Ted Constance Center, Bob Shane, the founding and driving force, suffered a heart attack and retired from performing. Thus, the Kingston Trio were, almost 50 years later, as a band with Bob Shane at the forefront, at an end. This summer, Tidewater Friends of Folk Music and Kingston Trio fan Ken Brock approached me about producing a special devoted to the trio's music and history. A flurry of emails were sent out, and eventually we were able to track down Bob Shane, now living in Arizona. He agreed to a phone interview, and a few weeks ago, both Ken and myself spent around 45 minutes speaking with him about the Kingston Trio, their music, and why their music endures. While originally intending to edit this, we decided instead to present it in its entirety, unedited, including a several-second pause while Shane answered a phone call and placed us on hold. This is the Kingston Trio and their music.
Carry me home, fiction glory, carry me home. If I had to live my life all over, I'd do it all again. Cause I've been through some good times, I've been through some trouble, I've been through some hard times where they got me wishing that I'd never been born.
And that was Big Ship Glory from the Kingston Trio, 1977 recording. Almost a hit. And with us in the studio, well, excuse me, not in the studio, but by telephone hookup tonight, is the man who knows more about the Kingston Trio than anybody else in the world, probably, Mr. Bob Shane.
How you doing, Ken?
Doing great, Bob. It's a pleasure to have you here for a little bit of conversation and insight on that, on the Kingston Trio in your early years and before the Kingston Trio is what we'll concentrate on tonight, because it's just not, we have limited time.
Yeah.
And that first song is one I understand went out to radio stations and had some airplay, but then, you know.
Well, the fellow that owned the record company was a guy who ran the insurance on all of the large coal mine trucking side of the end of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And when the coal miners went on strike, he pulled the insurance. They pulled the insurance off of all their stuff because they had to park it. And he went broke.
Uh-huh.
And so he disappeared with the tapes.
Oh, that's a pity, because that is a really good song, and with a little bit of exposure, and I understand it was getting some airplay. It could have been a hit, but that one, you just missed the ring that time, though you did grab that golden ring several times.
Yeah.
over the years.
Yeah.
And that is available now on a reissue of your Ass and Gold album, I understand.
Right.
I have a copy. It was that's an album from 1979. I understand it was one of the very first albums anywhere recorded digitally.
Right, and well, and also if anybody wants to buy the single as a 45, it is one of the two most collectible records that the Kingston Trio ever made, because they only made 800 copies and there's only 400 left.
Mm-hmm.
And that was for worldwide distribution. Actually, 400 of them were just the copies to be sent to the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
We sell some of those. I think we get $50 for them now.
So. I'll mention that almost all of the Kingston Trio recordings have been reissued on CD. It was frustrating for a while because they were slow coming out.
Yeah.
And you have a website, KingstonTrio.com, where these are available.
Absolutely.
And there's a couple of videos, one from your 1981 reunion concert and one from about 4 years ago at the Birchmere in Alexandria.
Right.
45th anniversary concert. This is
right.
Your 49th anniversary, coming up on 50 years next year. And I understand you have a big event planned for January, a year
yeah,
from now.
January 5th, we're going to cruise on the Holland America lines from San Diego on January 5th to Hawaii for a tour around the islands and then back to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's where Dave and I were originally from, is Hawaii. So
mm-hmm.
Even though I live in Phoenix and Dave has passed away, but
right.
His ashes are there.
I want to talk some about your early years in Hawaii. How was it you first got interested in music?
Oh, in Hawaii, when I was growing up in the early 50s, everybody played an instrument or danced, and you'd have parties, and everybody would do something for the party.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say out of the maybe 40 closer friends that I had at Punahou School, I would say almost every one of them played an instrument, usually a guitar or ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I used to tell people I learned out of self-defense, you know, because everybody played.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got started was in the junior year of high school. They had a play that they put on every year for the juniors, and this was a variety show. And we played a couple of Weaver's songs.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I'm looking at your first two albums, which are available now on a single CD. I see six songs from the Weaver's repertoire. So that's quite an influence right there.
Oh yeah, they were very different. They influenced everybody that came along. Peter, Paul, and Mary. I mean, everybody.
All
you
right.
know.
I'd like to play a couple of Kingston Trio versions of Weaver's songs for people. And first, we'll play. The lead song on their 1955 Christmas concert was called Darling Corey, and you reworked it some on your album called At Large, and it was called Corey Corey.
Right.
And following that, the Weavers wanted to extend the spirit of Christmas through the whole year, and they wrote a song, modified an old song to that effect, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. We'll hear those now.
Okay.
And that was Corey Corey, and We Wish You a Merry Christmas, two recordings by the Kingston Trio of songs from the Weavers repertoire. And I did a little research on that. Punahou School is that way. 3,700 students now, the largest independent school in the whole country. And all students in the seventh grade are required to take some sort of music class, and they strongly encourage it. And there's content in the grades leading up to that, and they encourage the people to study music even beyond the seventh grade classes.
Yeah, that's very good, too.
Mm-hmm. And you learned a number of Polynesian Hawaiian songs at the time. Did any of those wind up being in the Kingston Trio repertoire?
Oh, yes. Tangi Tika Toi Rau was one, and Le Pakalana was one, and Marcella Vahine was one, and there were several Tahitian, and there was even one Maori song called Karu. And we put things in, but, you know, it was kind of funny because when we first started, all the people that influenced us were either Hawaiian or black guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh White was the guy that actually taught me how to play the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And a kind of a humorous thing, I ran into him after he did this when I was just starting out in 56. I ran into him about 1960 at a club outside of Denver. And I said, you know, it's funny that everybody that got me involved in this business to start with was either Hawaiian or black. And I said, we've never drawn those people to our shows. And Josh White said, neither have I.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I just draw white guys that want to learn what the blues are about.
I'd like to play a couple of those Polynesian songs now. I'm not sure of my pronunciation. I believe they're both Tahitian because I hear the word Tahiti in one and Marcel in the other, which is a French name.
Right.
He's from French Polynesia.
Those are written by George Archer, who mm-hmm. was a well-known recording artist at the time in Hawaii with Bell Records. He was also a salesman in the music department at Sears Roebuck, and I bought my first guitar from him.
Okay, so here's two songs from the Polynesian repertoire as performed by the Kingston Trio. That was Eino Tatuie.
Eino Tatuie.
I messed that up, didn't I? And Marcel Vahine.
Right.
Both Polynesian songs from French Polynesia or Tahiti.
Those are from Tahiti, both of them.
Mm-hmm. That's just what I thought. And other early influences that you had, I'd be interested in knowing some of those.
Well, when I started off as a single in 56 in Hawaii, and I was billed as Hawaii's Elvis Presley. Obviously, Elvis was just popular just that year. He became gigantic. And I did a couple of Elvis' songs. I did Belafonte's songs. I did Hank Williams Sr.'s song. Mm-hmm. And from those three different people, I developed a style of my own, combining the three voices' differences.
Mm-hmm. And I understand you were billed as Hawaii's Elvis for a while.
But I was probably the first Elvis Presley impersonator in the world.
Yeah, there were a number of personnel changes before you settled with Nick, Dave, and Bob back in 1957. For a while, it was the Kingston Quartet, I understand. And you had gone back to Hawaii to help out your father with his business.
It was Dave Garden, the Calypsonian, it was not the Kingston Quartet.
Oh, so, well, yeah. I read some misinformation there.
Yeah, and then the bass player and the girl singer got married and they quit.
Mm-hmm.
And he now owns two very successful restaurants on Maui.
Mm-hmm. But you made no recordings yourself prior to the Kingston Trio, is that correct?
By myself?
Yes. I don't think so.
In between, no. I didn't make any recordings by myself before the Kingston Trio.
Well,
I did after the Kingston Trio quit in 67. I did a couple.
And you may recall there was one artist that did an Elvis impersonation back in 1956, a co-label member of yours, a fellow named Stan Freeberg. He did a version of Heartbreak Hotel, comedy version of that.
Oh, yeah.
You call that. So,
actually, Heartbreak Hotel was written by White Axton's mother.
I'm aware of that. Yeah, that's the only parent-child combination, so I've heard, that have both written number one charting songs. Because he wrote Joy to the World, which is a big hit for the Three Dog Night much later.
Yep.
And he, speaking of Harry Belafonte, Freeberg also did a send-up of one of Harry Belafonte's big hits, which is one of my favorite Comet numbers, the Banana Boat Song, or Deo.
Yeah. I remember that.
Where he could find something he didn't like about a song, and he would emphasize it, and that was the strident voice, and he calls it piercing. And he set up a conflict between the singer and the bongo player, which is a hilariously funny record, in my opinion.
Yes, it was.
And I understand your early years were in the Big Island, Hawaii, at Hilo, but at some point you moved to...
I was born in Hilo and moved when I was two.
Mm-hmm. So you don't remember that. Would you have any recollection of the attack on Pearl Harbor?
No, but I remember when I was a year and a half.
Okay.
It's unusual. I really do.
Yeah.
And, yes, I did have it. I was standing on the beach watching the Japanese planes fly by about 50 feet over the water, so close you could see the guy's face.
Mm-hmm.
And he was laughing and pointing, and we realized that he was dropping incendiaries on 18-foot cement gun emplacements that would do absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And which there was, I think, was there. They knew that, so I think that was just some way of marking what they'd done.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, it was when you were graduated from high school, then this private school, that you and Dave went to separate colleges in California, and that's where you met up with Nick, I understand.
Yeah, Dave went to Stanford, and I went to Menlo College. For 2 years and got my AA degree, and then stayed there. They had a 2-year business school after that.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave was in the business school at Stanford, and I met Nick in my junior year of college.
Mm-hmm.
And we hit it off right off the bat, and we started singing together probably the first day we met. And from the very first, I knew that he had the best harmony voice I had ever heard.
Mm-hmm. I want to play a couple of your solo songs so that the audience will be able to distinguish your voice from the others when they're in the mix. I want to play songs, two of your signature songs. One was Scotch and Soda.
Right.
And also after that, one that was made into a very big hit by Frank Sinatra a few years later. It was a very good year.
Right.
So let's hear those now.
Sure.
Thank you. scotch and soda, but in your eyes, baby, do I feel high, old me, oh my. Do I feel high? Dry martini, trigger of gin. Oh, what a spell you've got me in. Oh, my. Do I feel high? Oh, believe me, they'll think that I'm just bragging. But I could feel the way I do and still be on the right. All I need is one of your smiles, sunshine of your eyes, oh me, oh my. Do I feel higher than a kite can fly? Give me loving, baby, I feel high.
Sweet and clean.
Okay, that was Scotch and Soda, a solo performance from Bob Shane with the Kingston Trio. And it was a very good year. And I chose the version of Scotch and Soda from your 1980s recording, 25 Years Nonstop. Uh-huh. Oh, excuse me, no, that was the that Aspen Gold again.
Right.
And takes advantage of that digital technology. We have here at WHRV high-density broadcasting now.
Uh-huh.
And I want to thank you for those. Now, visually, I'm sure probably half the people in our audience have a Kingston Trio album or CD around, and many of them are wondering, well, which of these guys is Bob Shane? Could you give these people some kind of a clue as to identifying which one of the trio is you there?
Well, we twist around now and then, so mm-hmm. it could have been anyone. I played the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave played the tenor guitar, which is a four-string, and usually Dave played the banjo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way you could tell.
Right. And Nick is the shortest one, and he's playing the smaller guitar, the four-string.
And I've taken in mind that I was 25 on most of those, and I'm 71 now.
Right.
So you figure it out.
Quite a few years have gone by.
You bet.
Okay. Notice there's quite a few songs in the Kingston Trio repertoire about traveling. And
what almost killed me.
Oh, well, there's a song about that. We'll play that first.
There's a great expression in show business. They pay you to travel. You do the mm-hmm. shows for free.
Well, we'll play a song about traveling in general called Hard Traveling, and then we'll after that we'll do something a little special. So first, here's the Kingston Trio in Hard Traveling.
I've been doing some hard traveling, I thought you know. I've been doing some hard traveling, way down the road. I've been doing some hard traveling, I'm rambling. I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. I've been working at a Lincoln Tunnel, I thought you know. I've been working at Pressure Grill, way down the road. Ever flying, air hose stuck in, 6 feet of button, I've sure been busting. I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. I've been doing some hard traveling, I thought you know. I've been doing some hard traveling, way down the road. I've been doing some hard traveling, for gambling. I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. I've been working at a hard rock tunnel, I thought you know. I've been working at Clipper's Steel, way down the road. I've been faster, I've been fast, I've been stuck in that red eye. I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. I've been doing some hard traveling, I thought you know. I've been doing some hard traveling, way down the road. I've been doing some hard traveling, I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. I've been hitting that Lincoln Highway, I thought you know. I've been hitting that 66, way down the road. With a heavy load and a worried mind, looking for a woman so hard to find. I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord.
Come on, Daddy.
That was Hard Traveling, as recorded by the Kingston Trio. Again, a re-recording. Most people are going to think of the Kingston Trio as being primarily a West Coast group, but at the time these re-recordings were made in the late 70s and early 80s, you were outnumbered 2-1 by a couple of North Carolinians, I understand.
Oh, I lived in Georgia myself.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. But, the original group was both the group with Dave and with John Stewart were centered in California.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, as we moved around, what must be noticed in this interview primarily is even though you're you're playing a lot of the records and stuff, the biggest income for the Kingston Trio has always been off a live performance. Mm-hmm. Even in our largest years of selling records, where we sold millions of records, we still made more money off of personal appearances, which is very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all we ever wanted to be, with a live act, which is why there is still a Kingston Trio on the road.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Elvis as an influence, and to my ears, anyway, I hear a bit of an Elvis influence. Maybe it's intentional, I don't know, in your re-recording of one of your big hits, Tijuana Jail. Was that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's hear that now, Tijuana
yeah.
Jail.
Yeah.
Well, we went one night, about a month ago, have a little fun in Mexico. Here we ended up at a candle spot where the liquor flowed. And the dice were hot, so here we are in the Tijuana Jail. Hey, 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 got the friends to go happy. So here we stay, but we can't pay. Hey, hey, send our men to the Tijuana Jail. We were shooting dice in Dodge Road when I heard that it was a blow starting to rise. When a man in blue says, Senor, come with me, 'cause I want you. So here we are in the Tijuana Jail. Hey, hey, got no friends to go out here. So here we'll stay, 'cause we can't pay. Hey, hey, listen, I'll pay to the Tijuana Jail. Just $500 and they'll set us free. But I couldn't leave a penny if you threaten me. I know 500 don't sound like much, but just try to find somebody to touch. So here we are in the Tijuana Jail. Hey, hey, got no friends to go happy. So here we stay, 'cause we can't pay. Hey, hey, just send a man to the Tijuana Jail. So here we are.
Okay, that was Tijuana Jail, a re-recording by the Kingston Trio with Bob Shane, George Grove, and Roger Gamble.
Right.
And these recordings have just become available recently on CD. They're on Bob Shane has a website, kingstontrio.com, with a bunch of video. There's pictures there, stories, biographies all through the years. I want to mention another couple of websites as resources for those interested in the Kingston Trio. There is a discussion group set up on a website called KingstonTrioPlace.com, Kingston Crossroads, and also one especially for musicians, Musicians Rendezvous. And the fellow that runs that is named Kenneford Lang. And also, I have to mention one person who was instrumental in seeing that the Kingston Trio CDs and other CDs from the folk artists of the 50s and 60s got reissued would be Alan Shaw, and he has a website, folkera.com, where the Kingston Trio CDs can be found and a bunch of others. Now, I mentioned before I wanted to do something special with the Kingston Trio travel songs, and I've set up a Journey Across the United States medley of travel songs. Figure you'd take the Erie Canal across New York State, looking out for the Low Bridge, and the boat across the Great Lakes, rock about my Sarah Jane, and down the Mississippi, the call for the depth is Mark Twain, across the plains in a fast freight locomotive, along the Colorado Trail, and finally up along a ship by the coast of California. So we'll be away for a while playing those six songs.
Well, 15 miles on the Erie Canal, she's a We'll reach Rome about 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, just an hour away. So make your tracks while we still got day. Hey.
No bridge, everybody down. No bridge, so we're coming to a town. So you always know your neighbor and you always know your pal. If you ever navigated on the Erie Canal. Me the other day said,
I ain't a going till I eat my hay. E-haw.
Well, it's no bridge, everybody down. No bridge for a coming to a town. No, you always know your neighbor and you always know your pal. If you ever navigated on the Erie Canal.
The Calliope is quiet now, the rudder's thick with rust. The main deck and the paddle wheels are covered thick with dust. But Granddad in his glory, still standing on the bow. A halo round his pilot's cap, and I can hear him now.
Parkway,
Parkway,
2 fathoms deep below. Parkway,
Parkway,
he's the gangplank start to show. Fathoms deep below, Mark Twain. Keep the gangplank, start the show, Mark Twain. Play those banjos as we go down the Mississippi, round the Gulf of Mexico.
As I listen for the whistle, lie awake and wait. Wish the railroad didn't run so near, 'cause the rattle and the clatter of that old fast freight keeps a-making music in my ear. Go bum again, go bum again. Well, if you go, you can't come back. Well, if you go, you can't come back. Well, if you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. Well, I wouldn't give a nickel for the bum I used to be. Work as hard as any man in town. Got a pretty gal, she thinks the world of me. Man, it'd be a fool to let her down. Go bum again, go bum again. Well, if you go, you can't come back. Well, if you go, you can't come back. Well, if you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. So every night I listen, wonder if it's late. In my dreams I'm riding on that train. I feel my pulse beating with that old fast freight. And thank the Lord I'm just a bum again. Go bum again. Go bum again. Well, if you go, you can't come back. Well, if you go, you can't come back. Well, if you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back.
Thank you. was a laughing girl, joyful in the day. Flora was my darling girl, now she's gone away. We've only little rains,
tuned 89.5, membership supported, WHRV FM, Norfolk.
And that was an extended medley of Kingston Trio songs taking us on a journey across the United States. Low Bridge, Sarah Jane, Mark Twain, Fast Freight, Colorado Trail, and Coast of California. Would you care to comment on any of those songs, Bob?
Well, they're all good songs. The one thing that I can tell you about all of the music we ever recut, except maybe two or three of them, they were all songs we actually liked, and we never recorded anything that we didn't all agree on to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple of songs that we recorded over the years that you had to get, in order to get a certain song that a publishing company had, you had to do another one also.
Yeah, I understand one of the ones you had to negotiate that deal on was El Matador.
Yeah, and we had to do a song called I don't know, it was Goodbye Katie or something like that. It was a song that we really didn't particularly care about doing. But we did it anyway and as best we could, so, and it came out fine, but it's just that that was the way things were done at those times, is that you had to make deals.
Well, let's hear El Matador now.
What?
El Matador, a song from the Kingston Trio's Make Way album. That would be about right about the time that Dave Guard had given notice he was leaving the group in a few months. Is that
no, the last time, the last song, the record we did with him was called Going Places. And that's the last one we did with him.
I understand that there was a disagreement about the direction the group should go at that time.
Well, when he recorded an album on his own called The Whiskey Hill Singers, basically that record is what he wanted us to start sounding like. And he didn't have any success with it, and I think it showed pretty much what the difference was. There were other differences, too. He had put his name on songs which he never told us about, including Scotch and Soda, which has always been my solo, and he put it on that he wrote it, and the statute of limitations went by, so I couldn't sue him without even knowing it. And he did that on several other songs, and he was supposed to, after we caught him at it, he was supposed to pay us royalties from it, and he never did. I think he did once on Scotch and Soda, and there were thousands and thousands of dollars collected on that. And he paid us a very small pittance once, and it was things like that that had become that. But the average person just believed what they heard Dave say. They never heard what Nick and I said was, gee, Dave, we seem to have done quite well so far. We're the number one group in the world. And it's always some idiot like that who thinks he's better than the others, and he's got to get out and do his own thing.
So I know the royalties were a pleasant surprise for John Stewart when he got a check for the first song he contributed to your repertoire called Molly D. That's from Here We Go Again. 6 months or 8 months later, a check arrived in the mail for $10,000, which was an incredible lot of money back then. So he decided right then he needed to make a career move. And he'd been
he's making it now on Daydream Believer on eBay.
And he had a hit record. Yeah, Daydream Believer was one. And he also had another, a number one hit record for Roseanne Cash from his 1987 album,
right.
Punch the Big Guy.
Right.
I'd like to play that now. It's called Runaway Train. That was a John Stewart solo recording from 1987 called Runaway Train. I noticed a quiet Fleetwood Mac influence there, and the short
guitar. Oh, we influenced them.
Oh, I know. It went both ways. With it, on this album, there's short guitar riffs and the female vocals makes me think it's like a Fleetwood Mac album. And I understand that Lindsey Buckingham showed up for your 1981 reunion.
Oh, yeah, he's a big fan.
That was a nice tribute that he did.
He once said to us that Fleetwood Mac was the Kingston Trio with electric guitar and drums.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of traveling, I'll do three songs now about people covering a lot of territory in their songs, all from the Kingston Trio. One is about a handsome man from the mountains of Scotland, though you wouldn't call him that. What would you call a handsome young man from the mountains of Scotland, Bob? I know you would know the answer to that one.
Bonnie Heelan Laddie?
That's correct. And the next one would be The Wanderer. And finally, Oleana.
Was you ever in Quebec? Bonnie laddie, healin' laddie, stowing timber on the deck. Bonnie healin' laddie. Was you ever in Dundee? Bonnie laddie, healin' laddie, there's some pretty ships you'll see. Bonnie healin' laddie. Boston town don't suit my notion, and I'm bound for far away. So I'll pack my bag and sail the ocean, and I'll see you on another day. Was you ever in Mobile Bay? Bunny laddie, healing laddie, loading cotton by the day. Bunny healing laddie. Was you ever round Cape Horn? Bunny laddie, healing laddie, with the lion and the unicorn. Bonnie healing laddie. Hey ho, and away we'll go. Bonnie laddie, healing laddie. Hey ho, and away we'll go. Bonnie healing laddie. One of these days, and it won't be long, and I'm bound for far away. You'll take a look around and find me gone, and I'll see you on another day. Ever in Monterey, Bonnie laddie, healing laddie, on that town with 3 months pay. Bonnie healing laddie. Was you ever in Aberdeen? Bonnie laddie, healing laddie, prettiest girl that you've ever seen. Bonnie healing laddie. Hey ho, and away we'll go. Bonnie laddie, healing laddie. Hey. I'm leaving soon, and I'm bound for far away. We'll meet again this coming June, and I'll see you on another day. Hey ho, and away we go, Bonnie laddie, healing laddie. Hey ho, and away we go, Bonnie healing laddie, Bonnie healing laddie, Bonnie healing laddie.
It's only been a year or so, but it seems so long ago. I packed up my bags and left my home. Been from Fresno to Maine, even worked a boat in Spain. I ain't ever had a bed to call my own. Around this time of day, I get to feel alone. And I wonder who's my baby's latest bone. I have gambled and lost. I've been cut by my boss. Some city gal just took me for a ride. Hope someday I'll get back to my little old shack, settle down with my baby at my side. Round this time of day I get to feeling low, and I wonder who's my baby's latest hope. Someday soon you hear, gonna save up my fare. Oh, maybe I'll just have to ride the rail. If that morning train is right, I'll be home before that night. And I hope no one will have to go my bail. Round this time of day, I get to feeling low.
And I wonder who my baby's maid is. I paused to stop and heard this mystic melody.
Holy, holy Anna, holy, holy Anna, holy, 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 holy Anna.
On an island in the ocean, not a human soul around. As I searched for bread and water, once again I heard the sound.
Holy Anna, holy Anna, holy, 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 holy Anna.
My plane had all its motors gone, the wings would never keep me up. I heard a voice that seemed to say, now let's take it from the top.
Holy, holy Anna, holy, holy Anna, holy, 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 holy Anna.
I was tramping through the Congo when the Mau Mau tribe appeared, and their native chant was haunting just the sound that I had feared.
Holy, holy Anna, holy Anna, holy, holy, holy Anna.
While rocketing one day in space, I found myself upon the moon, and ectoplasm greeted me with, have you heard the latest tune?
Holy, holy Anna, holy, holy Anna, holy, 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 holy Anna.
My ship was sinking in the water, so I sent an SOS, and I waited for an answer you don't even have to guess. Came a voice so calm and cheerful, just as cheerful as can be, said according to our survey, now the song is number three.
Holy Anna, holy Anna, holy, holy, holy Anna, holy, holy Anna, holy, holy Anna, holy, 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 holy Anna.
Okay, three songs about people covering a lot of miles from the Kingston Trio repertoire. And we played earlier Tijuana Jail, and I noticed there's an awful lot of songs in the Kingston Trio repertoire about people in trouble with the law, in jail, or on the run from the law.
Yeah, everybody that heard the old folk music started writing stuff like that currently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of funny. Actually, you know, we were world music before they ever had a name for it.
Mm-hmm.
Our thing was is that we recorded anything that we could play with the instrumentation that we had. It didn't make any difference what kind of music it was. And a perfect example is the first year of the Grammys, they wanted to give us a Grammy for Tom Dooley after calling us folk singers. Realized they didn't have a folk singing category the first year, so they gave us the first Grammy ever given for Best Country and Western Presentation of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And the next year they added a folk singing category and gave us the first one ever given for Best Folk Presentation of the Year. And then we had some T-shirts made up that said, the Hawaiian Calypso folk group who saved country music.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty funny. I asked you earlier about other influences. Once you made it to San Francisco, two other people were very influential that you mentioned to me and also on your website, Stan Wilson and Travis Edmondson.
Right. Stan Wilson just passed away at 83. He's not long ago. He was a very dear friend and a very big influence on my early singing and the Kingston Trio. He was very popular. He played in San Francisco both at the Hungry Eye and the Purple Onion and other clubs. And, of course, Travis Edmondson was my idol. I mean, I idolized the guy. He was one of the best entertainers on stage I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives here probably 20 miles from me in the greater Phoenix area. And we see him every once in a while. He had a horrible stroke a few years back, so he hasn't played or sung in some time. He's just taken up to singing a little bit now.
Mm-hmm. And I've read that people have said without Stan Wilson there would not have been a Kingston Trio. For one reason, he built up the audience in the San Francisco area for a wide-ranging folk repertoire.
That's right.
And built up the audience that could sustain a place like the Hungry Eye in capacity. And that was really your...
Well, it was Stan Wilson and the Gateway Singers.
Mm-hmm.
The Gateway Singers were the people that we idolized when we were in college. We drove up from Menlo and Stanford to see them on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very influential in our early days. In fact, on our next album, if you call them albums nowadays. Our next CD with the current group, we're doing a couple of songs from one of the old Gateway Singers albums.
Right. A number of well-known people came from that group. They aren't as well-known on the East Coast, especially now 40, 50 years later. Lou Gottlieb was also a member.
Yes.
Well, Travis Evanson was a member for a while.
Jerry Walters, who had been on the radio, had been Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. And Elmer Lee Thomas, a great female singer.
And
I think they've all passed on now, except Mr. Travis.
And one singer who formed the group, helped form the group, but left before their first recording. You may not know this, Barbara Dane. I heard, in fact, she sent me an email one time when I was asking about the Gateway Singer. She said she had formed the group originally, but never made any recordings with them.
I think that's true. I think that sounds right to me. I think I saw her with the group, as a matter of fact.
I do want to play one song each from Stan Wilson and Bud and Travis, which is the group Travis Esmondson was in the late 50s and 60s. So I cannot resist the Tom Lehrer song, so we'll play When You Were Old and Gray from Stan Wilson. And I know you requested...
I could sing that song all the way through today.
Cloudy Summer Afternoon from Bud and Travis.
So,
this next song is dedicated to all of the married people in the house, whether you're happily married or unhappily married, as long as you're married. It's very appropriately entitled The Love Ballad.
While I still appreciate you, let's find love while we may, because I know I'll hate you when you are old and gray. Say you love me here and now, I'll make the most of that. Say you love and trust me, 'cause I know you'll disgust me when you're old and getting fat. An awful debility, a lesson to utility, a loss of mobility is a strong possibility. In all probability, I'll lose my virility, and you your fertility and desirability. And this liability of a total sterility will lead to hostility and a sense of futility. As act with agility while we still have facility, we'll soon reach senility and lose the ability. Your teeth will start to go, dear. Your waist will start to spread. In 20 years or so, dear, I'll wish that you were dead. I'll never love you then at all, the way I do today. So please remember, when I leave in December, I told you so in May. Cloudy summer afternoons, sat and waited for the rain to drop. Never noticed when the rain stopped. Fell in love. Fell in love. Time was passing by, the shadows fell. We never noticed when the rain stopped. The bitter clatter of the rain dropped. Fell in love. We read the papers, how they lay on the floor. Smoked our last cigarette. Nothing was said for an hour or more, but I can never forget. On a cloudy summer afternoon, we sat and waited for the rain to drop. Never noticed when the rain stopped. Fell in love. Fell in love. Summer afternoon, sat and waited for the rain to drop. Never noticed when the rain stopped. Fell in love. Fell in love. Fell in love.
from the repertoire of Tom Lehrer, from the pen of Tom Lehrer, rather, When You Were Old and Gray, as performed by Stan Wilson. And I was sad to see, looking through CD now on Amazon, not one single recording of Stan Wilson is currently in print. But it's a shame. He was on the Verve label. Maybe somebody will reissue his catalog.
I think almost in the works now, I think that Alan Shaw at Folk Era may have some information on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he'll want to play that because they were favorites of yours. And we want to play some of these songs about people that are in trouble with the law now. Let's see, there was Everglades is one.
Yeah.
And let's hear Everglades and Bad Man's Blunder.
Yeah.
I think they were suspicious. the judge and the jury, they did agree. They all said murder in the first degree. The judge said, say,
I don't know whether to hang you or not, but this here killing of deputy sheriffs has just naturally got to stop.
You got a point there, Judge.
It was a most unsatisfactory trial. They gave me 99 years on a hard rock pile, 99 on hard rock ground. All I ever did was shoot the deputy down.
99.
It could have been life
on the hard rock pile.
They might have hung me.
And all he ever did was shoot the deputy down.
Bang, you're dead.
And Bad Man's Blunder, two songs from the Kingston Trio repertoire about fugitives, Everglades, and there's a reference to one of the groups you toured with, I understand, and towards the end there.
We didn't tour with them.
Oh,
we ran into them at a show. It was the Everly Brothers, we said, yeah, we might just put your name on one of our records. And they said, oh, you couldn't do that. And we said, sure we could. So the very next album we did, we put at the very end, Running Through the Trees from the Everlys.
Yeah, and the fade out there. And Bad Man's Blunder came at a time when its co-author, Cisco Houston, had been diagnosed with cancer. He only had less than a year to live. And somebody in the Kingston Trio or Capitol or somebody did him a big favor in deciding you'd record that song and put it out as a single, and that helped pay his medical bills.
That's right.
You selected the songs you would record, but I understand it was the Capitol executives that picked the singles in most cases. Is that correct?
Most of the time, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another interesting story about Stan Wilson, by the way. He did three songs that we did that were very successful. And hold on a second, please.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware of Jane, Jane, Jane. What's the third one?
He did I Bald.
Oh, yes? Okay. Well, let's
hear. He did Jane, 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 and he did the Rolling Stone.
Oh, yes. Let's hear two of those now. Rolling Stone and Jane, Jane, Jane.
A rolling stone gathers no moss. Rolling stone gathers no moss. So as far as I can see, I guess I was meant to be just the rolling stone. Rolling stone gathers no moss. Rolling stone hasn't a pause. Just like a spring or a summer's breeze, I can roll just where I please. I'm just a rolling stone. Can't lose my way, all directions are the same when I'm a traveling. I've got no home, sweet home. I just keep hopping, never stopping, couldn't even if I wanted to. I've got to roam and roam. Rolling stone gathers no moss. Rolling stone's like that coin that you toss. But I don't need a level ground. I can roll uphill or down. I'm just a rolling stone. When I'm traveling, all directions are the same. A string unraveling, I don't think that I'm to blame. Some might think my life's a loss. But a rolling stone never gets lost. So I'll just keep playing it straight till I roll right through that gate. I'm just a rolling stone, a rolling stone,
a rolling stone, a rolling stone.
From the Kingston Trio repertoire, written by Stan Wilson, a Rolling Stone, and Jane, Jane, Jane. And that's your solo vocal on Rolling Stone, is it not?
Yes. Okay. My solo. I sang lead on 90% of all the stuff we recorded.
Mm-hmm. I want to point out that the harmony of the Kingston Trio has been pointed out as being one of your major assets, and it seems like Capitol had most of the male harmony groups lined up, the Four Freshmen, the Beach Boys, the Kingston Trio, and later the Beatles, and I wanted to play what's been known as one of your best harmony songs, Across the Wide Missouri, which is a reworking of the song Shenandoah.
Right.
Stands awaiting far across the wide Missouri on the banks. I hear her calling to me, a roll, a rollery. The wide Missouri, a roll, a rollery, across the wide Missouri. For 7 years I've been a roaming, 7 years I left the valley. Now
just for my true
That was Across the White Missouri from the Kingston Trio. For those of you joining us late, our guest on the telephone on this interview is the world's number one expert on the Kingston Trio, Mr. Bob Shane. It's a pleasure talking to you. I know you don't have a whole lot more time.
Yes, I'm really, really pushed for time now. Okay. I had originally figured we'd be talking from 4:30, and we got a little mixed up there. So
you're right. Well, before we go, can you pick two or three of your favorite songs that don't get much airplay from the Kingston Trio repertoire, and we'll play those, and we'll call it the evening. And I sure appreciate you taking this time. And then after those songs, I'm going to sign off with one called Stay a While, which is a song about leaving, but hoping to get together again sometime in the future. So
one of my favorite songs, actually, something I wrote with Tom Drake, using a melody by a famous composer that I could use his music at the time, was a thing called The White Snows of Winter, which was on our Christmas album. And that was one of my favorites. And I really liked most of the things we did, so you can pick out almost anything at random.
Okay, well, I'll do that then. So first up will be The White Snows of Winter, and that's based on a melody by Brahms.
I don't know if you... Yes, it is. But do you have the album Alive in Reno?
No, I do not have that one.
It's a slightly risque, irreverent record, but we sell it on the store. But there's a song on there that I did that I really like. I like it so much I'm going to recut it, called Lion in Winter.
Well, I don't have that one available.
Yeah.
I am going to go with a song that you recorded prior to becoming a hit. Just like It Was a Very Good Year, there's about six or seven songs you did prior to them becoming major hits for other artists, and we'll do two of those. One is Get Together, which was later a hit for the Youngbloods, and First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, which was later a hit for Roberta Flack.
Actually, the biggest hit of the Get Together was by John Stewart's brothers group called We Five.
Oh, they did that also. I was not aware of that.
They were the ones that had the biggest hit on it, but nobody really knew who they were because it was a one-hit wonder.
Well, I do have a CD of theirs, but I'm not sure if that's on there or not.
Yep.
So, well, we'll play those, and it's been a great pleasure talking with you and sharing your insight.
Mind you, if you want to continue this at a later time and make it longer, that'd be fine, too, just to kind of press right now. I think Bobby told you the other dates that we have those other dates, most of them, so if you just wanted to do something, just call us a week or so in advance, and we'll be glad to set it up for you.
Well, looking forward to that. And looking forward to editing this. It'll be broadcast in 2 or 3 weeks here on WHRV, Norfolk,
what city
Virginia.
Are you in?
We're in Norfolk, Virginia, which was you appeared in just 2 days before you had to retire.
Oh, that's right.
And in fact, our studio here is just two blocks away from where you did that performance in Norfolk.
Yeah, it was funny because the last two engagements, last two tours we had, were about a week, 4 days apart in between, which we came all the way home to our homes on the West Coast and then flew all the way back out to places that were almost the same areas that we just finished playing.
Mm-hmm.
And the first tour, I said to myself, God, how do I get out of this business? I'm so tired of traveling. And the next tour, God showed me. I had a heart attack in the airplane getting off the plane here in Phoenix.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and I'll look over this list, and I'll email you the list of songs we covered, and so then we'll do another list in a few weeks and learn a little bit more about the history of the Kingston Trio. Thank you, and good day.
Thank you.
Snows of winter fall into the quiet town. The town lies asleep beneath the down. It soon will be Christmas, bells will be ringing, bring us another round.
Song I sing, then you must. must understand. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. One key unlocks them both, you know, and it's at your command.
master is long, long gone. Oh, stay a while, do quite a while. We'll never want to leave ya. Oh, stay a while, do quite a while, till we come back to see ya.
As we were walking down one well one day, we chanced upon young Tommy Clancy, and we called to him, could you go a drink? And he laughed, that's my fancy.
And we'll stay a while, do quite a while. We'll never want to leave ya. Oh, we'll stay a while, do quite a while, till we come back to see ya.
Oh, we drank to Tommy and he did the same. We drank to all his hellish brothers, and we drank to home and the girls we've known.
You've been listening to a special featuring the music of the Kingston Trio here on 89.5 membership supported WHRV FM Norfolk. Special thanks to Ken Brock and Bob Shane, quite naturally, and all the friends of folk music. Thanks for joining us here at 89.5. I'm Barry Graham. I invite you to join us next Sunday evening for another edition of Off the Shelf.